Just wanted to make sure that everybody on this, on Blog Talk Radio, knew that we are not able to connect you tonight on Blog Talk. And so if you will please go to YouTube, to the live channel, Live Freedom Law School channel on YouTube, and type in your questions. We will answer them there. We apologize. If the caller from area code 440, let me turn your microphone on. Okay, 440, your microphone is on.
Yeah, my apologies.
We actually may be able to connect you. So everybody, please keep holding. I've taken you off now. Please keep holding and listen to the presentation on YouTube, and we may be able to connect you directly with Paymon so you can ask your question there. So hold on, please.
Mommy?
Once I put that together, the other came easier. It's a lot of work, and it's all yours for free. For yourself. Okay? That's why each of these folks, it tells you right there, okay? Yourself for you. Now, if you prefer videos, folks,
area code 941, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. I'm going to hand the phone to Paimon.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
We're using the phone. Okay, I got to use the phone, folks. Sorry. The person will tell me the question. I'll repeat it. So, folks, try and make your question short. Can I put it on a speakerphone? They may hear it. Maybe I can do that, huh? Let me try speakerphone, see if it works, okay? Okay, caller, ask your question, see if you can hear it. What's your first name, by the way, and how do you hear about feeling first?
Oh, my name's Debbie, and I've called in a couple times before. I saw you in Georgia, and I think it was 08, along with Robert Clarkson.
Oh, yeah, that was, gosh. About 15 yes. years ago, you saw me. Okay.
I know. I got a question.
Long time ago.
I've been doing the Patriots stuff, so I want to try to correct what I did. Send the letters to the congressman, do I send it to the state I live now or the previous state where I started at, or do both?
It doesn't matter. I would suggest write your congressman where you live. That's most convenient to you.
Okay, because I'm staying
your local one would be better. Yeah, where you live right now.
The local, right now. Okay.
Yeah. She's asking whether the letter should be sent to the, where she used to live or where she lives now. It doesn't matter. You can use whatever address that you prefer. Send to that address's House of Representative member and the two U.S. senators of that state.
Okay. I plan on doing that this next week.
Very good. Look forward
Thank
to
you.
Doing that.
Thank
Thanks
you
for calling,
much.
Debbie. My pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye bye. Okay, now how are we going to get the other
privileges? You become beholden to do so? No. Okay. Although I, as a matter of principle, do not recommend, people.
Okay, sorry about that. He hung up on you. Area code 704. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already talk to Paimon?
No, I didn't. My phone kept saying muted, unmuted, muted, unmuted. I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't hear him or what was going on.
Oh, okay. He's about to answer your get your question and answer it.
Okay, okay.
Okay, hold on.
But I wish I could hear him. I can't hear him. So I can tell where
Oh, okay. I'll make sure. I'll give him a headset.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I'm supposed to be able to hear him or not. I just, like, I thought I was supposed to be able to hear the program while I was waiting, but I can't hear it.
Right, because we're having these technical difficulties. Normally, you would be able to.
Oh,
but you
okay.
Could have,
okay.
You could go on YouTube, but that's all right. You'll be able to see the whole show recording later on if
okay.
you wish to.
All right.
Okay. All right,
yeah.
Hold on.
I'm going to put him on speakerphone, so if you hear the caller's question. So, caller, what is your, what area code is he calling from?
Is this 704 that you're taking?
Yes. What's your first name only, and how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Crystal, and just going through YouTube.
Very good. And how can I help you, Crystal?
So we had a couple questions in regards to the service that you offer, the Royal Freedom Package.
Uh-huh.
So upon considering it, you know, we're looking through YouTube, and of course you get all kinds of information, so I kind of just wanted to hear straight from you, you know, kind of in a defense of what we find online. So when we find online, it says that you offer like a 7-year $1 million guarantee. But then we also find that, like, if the IRS can pursue you up to 10 years, so how is it helpful, or how is it helpful to be safe for 7 years, but then the IRS can pursue you up to 10 years?
Well, no, IRS actually technically, as a non-filer, can pursue you or their target forever, but practically they can't. Because nobody keeps records. In fact, 7 years is the longest they go after even filer or non-filers, because nobody keeps records that long. So does that answer your question, or you meant to ask another question about that guarantee? You asking about the guarantee or how long they could come after you? I'm not clear what your question's about.
Yeah. It was mainly about how they can come after you, because, it's a big decision as far as we're concerned, you know, because we don't have – you have been doing this a while, so you have reassurance and you feel safe. But, you know, we don't feel safe on this end, so we're trying to cover our bases. So that's where the question comes from, is like, you know, how far can they pursue you? So.
Okay. Well, the reason you have this misunderstanding, because you do not know how dangerous filing is. So I'm going to give you a quick education on this issue, okay? So if you go to our website at livefreenow.org under educational materials, go down to eye-opening education, okay? So people think if they don't file, they're going to go to jail. Well, it's not true. The facts are that you are twice as likely to be struck by lightning than to be sent to prison for not filing 1040 income tax confession forms. That's a fact. Now, Crystal, you don't go walk around worrying about, even if you live in Florida, which I do, the lightning capital of America, I don't go walk around worrying about getting hit by lightning. Do you?
No,
no,
but when
not.
You, no,
but
of course
on.
Not. When you, but I'm just, okay.
Uh-huh.
No, go ahead.
But let me say, you see, the facts are filing is dangerous. Okay, much more dangerous than non-filing. The numbers are right here. the odds of, you know, going, you know, prison sentence for failed to file tax return charges is 1 in 2.5 million. Odds of being struck by lightning is 1 in 1.2 million. 1 in 2.5 million, that's a tiny, tiny odd as a non-filer go to prison. It's a deception they put on you. You've been filing every year a 1040 income tax confession form under penalty of perjury. Do you know what that means, Crystal?
I suppose it means if they find that you have done anything wrong or lied on your form, you could go to jail for that.
You don't have to lie. You don't have to lie. It says unless if it's not true, correct, or complete. It could be just incorrect, your tax guy filled in incorrectly. Joe Bannister, my student, the former IRS criminal investigator that quit in 1999, I published his book for him. Here's his picture. He was with the IRS carrying a gun. Okay? He told me to pay him on. I put in my career with the IRS for 5 years, 4 small business owners in prison. And one of those guys that was at the trial, and the guy's accountant was on the stand saying, I did the return this way because that's the correct way. The IRS government put their witness on the stand, and he said, nope. The IRS, we say the IRS, the law, that this form should be done this way. Then the government lawyer crook asks the judge to tell the jury at the end that the way the IRS agent testified, that that's the proper way to fill out the form, is the only correct way and lawful way. The double-crooked judge went for that and instructed the jury that that is the way he should have filled out the 1040 form and his attachments and schedules, not the way his accountant did it. And guess what? Joe Bannister, man of conscience, told me, Paymon, I was watching this thing. And I thought to myself, you know, this accountant way of, he should have done it, to me, was just as plausible as the one the IRS agent was saying should have been done. But the crooked judge and government lawyer told the jury, they tied the jury's hands that the guy was wrong, and he went to prison because he relied on his accountant, tax expert, CPA, that testified for him. That was not good enough. So you, Crystal, you don't sign a form because you understand it. You don't understand what you sign, do you? No.
Well,
you
not,
rely
I
on
don't think
accountant.
Anybody does.
Exactly. Nobody does. So if your accountant is wrong, it doesn't matter. All they're going to do is have an IRS agent on the stand saying, no, should have been done this way, and the judge tell the jury that you must, the law is the way the IRS agent on the stand said. And jury says, okay, judge, yes. Yes, priest, judge. God, judge that knows the law. We will do as you tell us, judge. Because you know the law. We're a bunch of ignorant little citizen jurors. We do as you tell us, God, judge. And they convict the poor guy like you. So you don't realize how incredibly dangerous it is if you just follow this 1040. So let me show you besides this on my screen. I'm going to show you. Look, even the chief judge of U.S. Tax Court, this woman you see on my screen, her name is Judge Krupa. She filed pay income tax like you've been doing religiously every year, filing and paying. When they came after her, do you think she went and told at the trial to jury and the judge, look, I'm an expert on tax law. I know more about tax law than this federal judge that does other federal laws. I specialize in tax laws. I did it all right. I rule against cases against the government all the time. Did she do that? No. If she cannot do that, And what did she do? Instead, pled guilty. Instead of risking going to prison for 20-plus years, she pled guilty and got a 34-month sentence. If she cannot be safe, how can your accountant keep you safe? He can't. And let me show you something else on our website under educational materials. Go down to questions to ask your tax preparer. This is very important. Then you read this and ask these questions of your tax preparer, okay? Doesn't matter if it's your CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney. I don't care, okay? You need to know how to risk it for you, okay? And you ask them this. Is it true that you want me to sign under penalty of perjury under oath that everything on the IRS Form 1040 and other income tax forms that you prepare for me is true, correct, and complete? Yes. The answer is obviously a yes, okay? Does penalty of perjury mean that if anything on the 1040 form is not true, correct, and complete, I may end up in federal prison on criminal charges such as attempt to evade or defeat a tax, yeah, which is prison for up to 5 years for each 1040 form that I sent to the IRS? The answer is yes. How about for fraud and false statements? Again, for each 1040 tax form, send you to prison for each tax 1040 form, yet you file the IRS? The answer is yes. How about on top of that? Can I go to prison for fraudulent tax returns, the statements, or other documents, sending me to prison for up to 1 year for each 1040 tax form to the IRS? Yes. That's right there, 9 years, Crystal, for every single 1040 tax form that you file. Okay? The answer is true. Yep, they're right there. You can be convicted of all three and go to prison for 9 years for each 1040 form. Right? The answer is yes. Now, for you, Crystal, what you've been doing every year is, truthfully, you've been relying on your tax expert to completely understand your financial records and apply all relevant Internal Revenue Code statutes, Treasury regulations, and court cases, which may apply to Crystal's tax situation, and to use his knowledge to properly prepare an IRS Form 1040 and other IRS forms for Crystal, which then Crystal must sign under penalty of perjury. Therefore, Crystal, you need to ask him that. If the tax forms that he prepares for you to sign under penalty of perjury are in any way found by the IRS to not be true, correct, and complete, will you, the tax preparer, go to prison, or will I, Crystal? The answer is, Crystal, you will go to prison. Now, will the tax preparer, as your expert, Crystal, pay for expert income tax lawyers to defend Crystal against criminal charges for which IRS may come after Crystal on tax forms that the tax preparer prepared for Crystal to sign under penalty of perjury? The answer is no. He'll pay nothing for your defense. And then can the IRS disagree with the tax forms that the tax preparer prepared for Crystal and come after Crystal for more money anyway? The answer is yes. Despite his expertise, they can come after you for more money. And in case the IRS does come after Crystal for more money, will your tax preparer defend at a fixed annual fee the 1040 tax form that he prepared for Crystal, or will he charge you hourly for his services with no limits on how much Crystal may have to pay him to defend Crystal from the IRS proposal audit? Well, no fixed fee. He'll charge you whatever it takes, unlimited hourly charges. The sicker you are, The more the IRS harasses you, the more money he makes. Now, in case the IRS proposes more taxes against Crystal and decides to audit Crystal, what guarantee does the tax preparer offer Crystal that the IRS will not be able to collect more taxes from Crystal by levying Crystal's pay, bank account, home, or other assets? No guarantee. Zero guarantee. None. Now here's part two. Ask the tax preparer, Crystal, will you guarantee Crystal, as Fiat Monster's Royal Fiat Package does, that if necessary, you will hire tax lawyers to defend me? His answer is, of course, no. Ask him, if I completely follow your instructions in filing IRS Form 1040 and other tax forms, will you guarantee me, Crystal, as the law school's Royal Fiat Package does, for an annual fee, you know, comparable to $4,000 a year, that you will handle any income tax issues that come up, no matter how complex those issues may become, including tax court, district court, courts of appeal, and IRS summons? The answer of him would be, of course, no. He'll provide you nothing for annual fee or $4,000 a year or anything comparable to that. He'll charge you unlimited hourly charges. And you should ask him this question. This is a good one. Will you, Mr. Tax Preparer, guarantee Crystal that if Crystal completely and fully follows your advice in filling out and signing U.S. income tax forms, that the IRS will not be able to levy Crystal's pay, bank account, home, or other Crystal assets for a full 7 years, as Fiat Monster's Royal Fiat Package offers Crystal? Or if you cannot do that, that you will reimburse me up to $1 million like Fiat Monster? His answer, of course, is, of course not. Nobody has such a guarantee for you, only Phenom Law School. And you could ask him, you should ask him this, will you spell out for me, as Phenom Law School does, based on the Internal Revenue Code statutes, Treasury regulations, and U.S. Supreme Court decisions, exactly who is required to file and pay U.S. individual income and employment taxes? I am one of those individuals or employers? His answer is no. He doesn't even know whether you are one of those people required to file income tax, yet puts a rope around your neck for going to jail, losing everything you got, and expects you to accept that. So I believe this presentation, hopefully this answers your question a little bit better. Does it, or you have further questions, Crystal?
It does help to answer the question, yes. I do have one other question in regards to prison, because, of course, that is our main concern. So I don't know if you answer personal questions or not, but on YouTube there are claims that you yourself have been to prison and that other people that have followed your, like, Royal Freedom Package thing, that those people have also gone to prison for tax evasion. What would you say in response to what I'm finding on YouTube?
Okay. I've never been to prison for IRS, period. I filed a traffic ticket court judge in California, corrupt judges, for a little stuff. I fought them. They put me in jail illegally. I got out. Yeah, that I've been to county jail for that, find the crooked judges, but not for the IRS. So if you find that YouTube, do me a favor. Send it to me so I can show it to everybody next week and tell why it's a lie, because I've never been to prison for the IRS at all. That's a lie. Now, as far as my student going to jail for IRS, I have one former student named Richard Grant. You came across him. Richard Grant was the guy that started.
Yes, that's who it is.
That's the
that's
one
who
I know.
Found. Yeah.
Right. Richard Grant was a student of mine, but before Freedom Law School, Richard Grant, was with another organization. Yeah, I'm going to take a YouTube video. It takes me a second to do that, guys. Okay? So Richard Grant, how do I do click on Freedom Law School channel? Oh, here we go. So what happened is that when I did some, he came to Freedom Law School after he stopped filing 1040 forms with other people and their methods. He came to me. And I helped him with some stuff like file some IRS summonses, some stuff with California Franchise Tax Board. When he gets charged, he's in California. I've already moved to Florida. I tell Richard, you know, you, if you can, come to Florida, see me, so I can work with you, prepare you to win, to be free. And guess what? The judge let him out. Normally they don't do that. To see his mom in Florida, only 2.5-3 hours drive from my house. I said, great, Richard. I look forward to seeing you. He was going to be here maybe around for maybe 5 days or so. So I said, good, see your mom for a couple of days. Come see me a couple of 3 days. I really want to spend some quality time with you, one-on-one, personally, to keep you free, personally. He calls me when he's in Florida after a few days and says, oh, Paymon, sorry it took too long. I can't come and see you. And I'm thinking, you're not trying to keep me free. You're the one going to prison if you don't do it. That was his choice. And then he gets another lawyer who visited me one time. His lawyer looked like he might work with me. He didn't. I go to the trial. Anyhow, I try to help him. I go there several days in advance to meet with him and the lawyer to prepare. Nope. I was wasting my time. Okay? So I'm supposed to testify that I did some stuff for him on the stand. So I did. And that's how government found out that, oh, he also had mother's milk and went to ABC school. And also Freedom Law School also. Right? And his lawyer didn't have him do based upon Freedom Law School's material, reliance, all that on that, based upon that, he didn't go do that. He relied on Joe Bannister, this former IRS agent. IRS would not show him the law, okay? He had a letter to Congress about that. I asked his wife afterwards, did that come up? She said, oh, yeah, briefly came up. Well, did they ask him, did he expect the answer? And he says his answer was, not really. Not really? Of course you expect an answer. Why would the IRS not show their own criminal investigator, Joe Bannister, the law? He wrote a book to them about income tax fraud, the law that requires us to file income tax. He had a great reliance upon the law and history of this situation. The lawyer didn't lose that. It was a losing case. That's why he lost. So I made a mistake to be there for him, to expose the fact that he was one of my students, even though he was based upon someone else's stuff, the lawyer was doing that. That's what happened to him. And then if you want to go on it, yeah, on my YouTube channel, if you type Richard Grant, there's a video on that. I'll talk about it in more detail. Yeah, here it is on my screen. Here we go. You see that. What really happened to Richard Grant? Let's see. Here it is. You can type it on YouTube channel, it'll come up, okay? So you know the truth about that also. What else, Crystal?
So just one more thing. I am just currently interviewing for a new job, and let's say if I get one of those jobs, and they always have you fill out the tax forms and stuff, what should I do at that point? Should I fill out the forms? Or I'm not really that familiar with the forms and what all they are, but I mean, I know you have to fill them out, so I'm just curious, if I do get the job, what should I do in that case?
Well, I just briefly mentioned that for you tonight. Okay, if you go to our website, Crystal, that's why I tell you, our website is your tool of freedom, and any of you have trouble with finding what you're looking for on our website, call us. Put the number on the screen, Steve, okay? You can call Freedom Law School. We'll guide you through our website in our YouTube channel to find the answers that you are looking for, okay? So the numbers on the screen, I'm going to show you right now what you want to do is on our website under Income Tax Freedom, go to Free Yourself from Tax Withholding, and open that in a new tab. And when you go there, instructions are there for you to stop your employer from withholding and sending money to the IRS. Follow the instructions there. You may have to fill out a W-4 exempt, okay, form temporarily under duress, you know, to get hired. And then you write your congressman, similar process, then your employer. Ideally, you can get the job without filling out a W-4. We can help you with that as a Royal Freedom Package member, but we'll do that W-4 exempt under duress if necessary to make sure you get the job and have no withholding from your pay until we can have them follow the law and stop withholding of anything from your paycheck.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good. Would they likely just fire you at that point? Or, I mean, do you have a lot of issues with that?
No. Why would they fire you? They cannot fire you. You're doing fine. You can sue them if they fire you for unlawful termination of employment. Yes, you can sue them. So, no. And all you do is fill that out, you have to tell them to follow the law. And in the letters that we write to the employers about this, you know, we let the employer know, look, if your accountant is mistaken, your CPA is mistaken, whatever you've done before is mistaken, okay, correct it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to educate them. Here's the law as written by Congress, right? That's the law. Not some IRS publication, not some IRS employee on the phone or letter. When did IRS letters become law? Some employee or IRS computer sends a letter, that becomes law? That's a joke. The law is written for us to follow, right?
Yes.
Anything else?
Yes. Nope, that's it. You've answered all my questions for tonight anyway.
Very good. Feel free to call us during the daytime, and any of my volunteers here, they'll answer your questions that you have. I know you have more questions tomorrow. Fine, call. Talk to Benny. He's my researcher. He'll answer your questions in more detail. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you have any more questions, guys? Okay. Oh, we have someone from here, because 404. Okay. I'm sorry, 409, 409 area code number. All right. What is your first name, my friend, and how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
My name's Edgar. I heard you guys through Jeff Berwick.
Very good. All right. And what's on your mind, Edgar?
Well, I've usually filed my income taxes, and then this year, last year I didn't work, so my question was like, and I already like I haven't done my taxes, but I turned my paperwork to my CPA, and then they're busy, so I just said just wait, and then now I'm like, you know what, maybe I just let me see what's going on over here. I want to redo and check what I'm doing and see if maybe that's why I called you guys. But my question was. Last year, I didn't really work, so all I had was my unemployment, and you know they sent me so that was my income, and you know they even though they I took money from the government legally, I have to eventually pay some tax from the same money that they gave me, right? So I haven't done my taxes, but I'm just guessing. So that's why I was calling, and also, what would be a good advice, you know, to go from. Thank you for taking my call.
Are you a citizen of Washington, D.C. or a resident of Washington, D.C.?
No.
Okay. Did you perform functions of any federal public office?
No. No. I'm in Texas, but no, I haven't.
Then you're not required to file income tax. It's that simple. Problem solved.
And then also, I had some other questions, but like you were saying to the lady before me, I want to call during the day and I get more information. And so I guess I'll probably go tomorrow and I just tell my CPA guy, because he helped me do some other things, to just wait and then go from there. But I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Ask questions of the CPA. Put our website and phone number on the screen, guys. Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad you called us, my friend. You are right now working or unemployed still?
I'm currently, I guess, working. I'm unemployed, but I've always done little here and there jobs on the side. You know, I'm like going out with my dad, a lot of the handiwork that we get here and there. But no, I'm not officially working, no.
Well, guess what? You listen to Jeff Berwick of Dollar Vigilante. You obviously love freedom. You love the truth. So in addition to working with your dad, how about if you consider you just got yourself a job, be a freedom ambassador. Here it is on our website. Click on the Freedom Opportunity Plan on the first page. You see that. Because now you can make up to $4,500 cash, tax-free per someone that you help us free of income tax slavery. How old are you, Edgar?
Me? I'm 32.
Okay, 32. Very good. You're a younger person, okay? So for you, the royalty package would be less, okay? And then, again, you see right now you refer somebody to us, okay, you're going to get 25% of what the person pays for the membership, but you're going to get 50% instead of 25%. You can just start with us this small payment plan, okay, with as little as $500, okay, because of your age, you're younger. Just read about all the stuff is there. We can help you be free. How about your dad? Does he file income tax?
Well, yeah, he's married. Yeah, I'm guessing they do it. They've always done it. My mom and my dad, they do it together. I don't know how they do it, really, but they, I'm sure they do file, you know, we grew up in California and then, we moved to Texas like 10 years ago, but, yeah, I'm sure he files. I think they all do.
Well, there you go. That's your first person you should talk to is your dad. Go to the front page of Freedom Law School's website, okay, and show them the very face of that. You got to sit down with me and watch this 10-minute video. You play this short video right here on the front page, okay? And from there, have them sit down and watch the other short videos that will come up on the really short list on the right side here, okay? And then the short video, the first one, watch the longer version of those short videos. You know, and then what you could do, you could sign up for you, a younger person, your age, 34 and younger, is only $4,000 a year. His is $9,000 to start, and $4,000 a year. You can sign up for $500 down payment. You are now considered a Royal Fiat Package member with a payment plan. So your dad, he joins with $9,000. Now I'm going to give you half of what he paid, the $9,000. $4,500 to you, that will pay for your royalty and package balance, right? And you're going to get back another $1,000. That's your first one, your father and your mother, and the referral people. How can you get better than that? If you love freedom, do it. Help people be free. Folks, you guys share this stuff with everybody, folks. Why you guys are not share this with your parents? Your children, your brothers, sisters. Why? What are you afraid of? Give them a chance. They're going to say, thank you. Thank you, Edgar. Wow. It's wonderful. I'm proud, son. You taught me something that I didn't know. How proud I am that my son made himself something, knows stuff, and comes back and teaches his father. Oh, man. I must have done a good job with you. Let him feel good about you. Okay?
All right.
Let him be proud of
you. Like I said, I appreciate your help. And then, like I said, I'm a talk to them. And then, like, sometime this week, I'll give you guys a call back.
Okay.
I got your number. We'll go from there. But I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Edgar. My pleasure. All right. We have another caller from area code 404. Is that correct, guys? Okay, what is your first name, and how did you hear it from us? Call from America 404.
Sandra.
Great. And how did you hear about us, Sandra?
I I listen to you on YouTube quite a bit, and my question is, once you write those letters to your senators and congressmen, how does that transfer to you not getting withholding taken out on the job? Do they answer the letters?
Well, you asked different questions. Let me answer your second question first. The congressman may or may not answer you, and universally they cannot answer you and say, oh, you're right. You know, that's the rare case. We're looking forward to it, to get some of that, but generally speaking, they ignore you or they give you off-the-wall answer. That's been our experience so far of our people, of our students. But it doesn't matter. They had a duty to tell you if you're wrong. You took the time and trouble to write a long letter, 9 pages long, with the attachments, another over 20 pages of attachments of laws, and you seriously, with certified mail to all three of them, all your congressmen, and they just ignore you. It doesn't matter. We don't represent you and the American people. We represent the big banks and corporations and the lobbyists that represent them. They pay us money to get reelected, to get votes. That's all we represent, not you and the American people. See, so it doesn't matter. They had a chance to correct you. They didn't. Did that protect you? Now, you had another question. Could you repeat your first part of your question again, please?
Oh, how does writing a letter to them transfer to you getting your taxes stopped taking out with your employer?
Okay, that is on the employer thing. I've done a video on that by itself. Okay, so and a page on that issue by itself. You got to go to that page on our website, which I'll show you quickly right now, and the instructions are there. I'm not going to go over that right now. Go under Income Tax Freedom. Go down to the drop-down menu to free yourself from tax withholding, and you open that page, and on that page is full instructions. Follow, write your congressman, write your employer. It's all right there. It's one of the most common questions I'm asked. Just follow the instructions on that page. Okay? You have questions, call for your law school.
Are you ever in Atlanta, in the Atlanta, Georgia area?
I don't travel that much anymore because these people don't come to live meetings anymore. It's very expensive to do so, and only get 5 or 10 people show up. You know, I don't travel that much. Unless it's a big event, like the Red Pill Expo, you know, of Ed Griffin, 500 people also going to be there. That type of event, I'll go speak. Otherwise, it's just not worth it, unfortunately. But you're welcome to come to Florida from Atlanta.
I live in Stone Mountain.
Good. So come on down to Florida.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. I appreciate you.
You are welcome. My pleasure. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Sandra. Any other questions, guys? I think this is it, right? Okay. Somebody has a question. Casey Floyd 3. I see that. Let me get the phone to you guys. Okay. In case somebody calls back. The question is, does U.S. banks have any policy in, i.e., charges, fees, or codes for taxes, money laundering, being sent to the U.S. from Russia for received profit? I don't know what your question exactly is. It doesn't make it to me any clearer sense, but I'm not a banking law expert. So if you money launder from anywhere...